Hello, respected viewers. So thanks for coming back to the channel. Anyway, today we have the new Taoiseach in the Republic of Ireland. Our Taoiseach is Simon Harris, and he's a deeply unimpressive specimen. He's going to be even worse than the last one. Now, Dr. Varadkar, who's just stepped down as our head of government, despite being evil in many ways and having the most nauseating views, he in some ways is an impressive person. He has accomplished a few things in his life before he entered politics. Obviously, he went to our top university, Trinity College Dublin, where he briefly read law, then switched to medicine. He qualified in that. He was a GP, and nobody's got a bad word to say about him in that sort of regard. He was always presentable, cerebral, and he had the honor of making my acquaintance on one occasion many moons ago, long before he entered public life when he was an undergraduate. So he behaves courteously. He's a competent public speaker and so on. And he was no disgrace in that regard. He knew how to comport himself. And anyway, we've swapped him for this complete ignoramus who's like almost a non-entity. Wow. Simon Harris. You know, we're supposed to be a nation of talkers, gift of the gab and all that. Well, Simon Harris most definitely hasn't kissed the Blarney Stone. So he's not maybe not as quite as dreadful as Bertie Ahern, who'd sort of missed less than one of public speaking. I suppose his advantage as a politician is he makes everybody else feel talented and like a real high flyer by comparison. It's staggering that someone so bland, such a total underachiever, has risen to the highest office in the land, bar the presidency. So he's only 37 years of age, although he inherits actually a good situation. Unemployment is very low. Inflation is fairly low. Yeah. I mean, the problems aren't that serious. There are a few. The economy is growing healthily. I mean, although crime is fairly high, public services are working all right. We're managing to spend nothing on defense and not really threatened by Russia and blah, blah, blah. And his party's riding fairly high in the polls. The coalition appears to be stable. So, yeah, he comes from Greystones, County Wicklow, which I visited, is a bit south of Dublin on the coast. So he'd really accomplished nothing in politics before, nothing in life before he entered politics. Head boy of a school. My God, I can't think why. What on earth was the opposition like? Anyway, so he didn't finish Dublin University of Technology, one of our sort of really third rate educational institutions. Now, you could do other things, which you could achieve in other spheres, which are not educational. We don't all have to be intellectuals, even if you're trying to go into politics. You could achieve in sport, in music, in drama, in business, in goodness knows what, in any field, succeed in some career, in the armed forces, whatever, there, any career you like, rising up the corporate ladder. But he's not done any of that and had been in politics really his whole life, and then was just a flunky for someone who was in the Shannon, as in that's the Senate. He managed to get elected to County Wicklow, and that's it, really. He's just elected to Dáil Éireann in 2011 when he was in his early 20s, because we've got one of the highest per capita numbers of public representatives in the world, because you've got about 180 people in Dáil Éireann. That's the sort of lower house of our parliament's the Oireachtas. Anyway, and he's served in a number of ministerial roles. Now, it's not often that I would concur with anything that Mary Lou McDonald has to say. She's this vile character who's leader of Sinn Féin. But she said that the man has failed its way to the top. And for once, she hit the bullseye. He definitely has. Incidentally, in the Republic of Ireland, the parliament, as in Dáil Éireann, elects our Taoiseach. Okay, so anyway, they took a vote in that, and he was the one elected. Not surprisingly, because, of course, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are in coalition. These are the two big parties, so they voted for him. Almost all the independent, some of the independents did, and almost none of the opposition party. And he was sort of elected unopposed leader of Fine Gael as an Irish family. So he was Minister for Health for a while. He didn't achieve a great deal there, but he was absolutely terrible in being an outspoken and inveterate opponent of human rights. His avocation of violence against children is truly sick-making. So it's a man who's really declared war on the most vulnerable members of our society. And when I say war, I mean that in an absolutely literal sense, who's a massive scale violent child abuser. And that's the person we have in charge of our country. wow, it is staggering. We used to have some sort of moral decency in Ireland, and really now we have now none. And I know it's majority bigotry. You know, the majority of people vote to murder members of an ethnic minority or something. It's still evil. It's still illegal. You know, lex in justa, non et lex. And I know we can have debates about speed limits or something like that, or what should be illegal or illegal, should heroin be legal or illegal or whatever. But there's some things that no law can make lawful. My God, it's really horrific. So a fairly unsuccessful health minister, despite actually using the health system as a weapon of war against the most vulnerable people of all, the most innocent people of all, who've never done any harm against anybody else, and that's him. And because he's soft-spoken, he seems unthreatening, but maybe he's the quiet genocidaire of Irish politics. Because he's bumbling and inarticulate, he doesn't come across as too much of a menace, but he really is one, insidious. Held various other cabinet portfolios, the Minister for Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science. It was a calculated insult to the pedagogical and professorial profession that someone who's so utterly uneducated